This is a podcast from Newstalk Radio 710 WOR. You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Beautiful Sunday. Put the top down, man. Blow down that room. It's Sunday night, 8:05, almost 8:05, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Radio Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Venezia. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. I'm all guessed out after last weekend's doubleheader with the commissioner of the DOT and the commissioner of the TLC. We left a lot of people hanging on the phone. A lot of emails didn't get read. So what I'm going to do is give out the phone number now, 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihail@aol.com. That's taxihail@aol.com. If you want to get in on the action, either live on the phone or have us read your email. Just real quick, I wanted to read something from last week, an email that came out a little late in the show. This affects taxis, but I'm going to talk about something in 1 minute that affects 900,000 vehicles and your miles per gallon that you get on the window. And when did you ever buy a car expecting to get a certain mileage and you don't get it? You'll hear about it in a second. Dear Insider, please confirm with me about the legitimacy of the airport quick return extension you published over a year ago. The bottom line is that this gentleman got a call to Park Chester in the Bronx, and he didn't get a shorty ticket, which allows him to go back to the airport and get right on a short line. Okay? So he asked for some help. I reached out to the Taxi Limousine Commission, and we got an answer from the Port Authority through the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Apparently, there is a shorty program in place from the Bronx. However, it's only for trips originating from LaGuardia, and it's only valid for locations in the neighborhoods across the bridges in the South Bronx. No shorties from JFK to the Bronx. So that's an answer to that letter. Now, let's assume you're going to buy a new car. There are two major car companies from Korea, Hyundai and Kia. Very popular cars now in the United States. What most people don't know is that those two companies are owned by the same family-controlled South Korean conglomerate. They share their engineering, and they appear in the United States as competitors, but in fact, it's the same company. So when U.S. executives they blamed the U.S. executives for not hitting the sales targets that Hyundai and Kia wanted, and they kept firing them. But then some executives with the company endorsement realized they had a perfect way of selling more cars or as many cars as anybody else. They sold more vehicles with 40 miles per gallon highway efficiency than any other large automaker, in fact, all other large automakers combined. They talked about it on the air. They had commercials about it. There's just one problem. Not one of the cars got 40 miles to a gallon on the highway. Now, there was an investigation by the Environmental Protection Agency, and Hyundai and Kia had to admit that they overstated the fuel economy of 900,000 vehicles sold in the United States over the last 2 years. One gentleman, his name is Mark Gordon of Whitestone, actually started a blog, my 2012 Hyundai Elantra gets lousy mileage.com. He said, you know, one person was supposed to get 33 miles per gallon as an average, and after 1,000 miles, he doesn't even get 23 miles per gallon. And that seems to be a repeating theme again and again. Someone else clocked 9,000 kilomiles in the last 10 months. Kilometers, sorry, in the last 10 months. I've owned this car, I get an average of 24 miles per gallon. Okay, the Elantra is rated 29 miles per gallon in the city and 40 miles per gallon on the highway, with an average combined miles per gallon of 33 miles per gallon. But that guy, Mr. Gordon in Whitestone, he and his wife were lucky if they got 22 miles per gallon overall. And when he called Hyundai to complain, they told him, you don't know how to drive. Well, you think it's funny? This is like a script, because when you read the blogs of people across America, they say when they call the Hyundai dealers, the dealers told them they didn't know how to drive.
Maybe they got they have the same customer service representatives as GM.
There you go. So if you've experienced anything along these lines, we'd like to hear from you. 800-321-0710. Can you imagine getting one-third the mileage that's on the window?
Isn't there some agency that actually looks to make sure that what these guys are saying is reasonably factual? Listen, if it was 39 miles a gallon, would anybody be freaking out? But there's a pretty big discrepancy.
Yeah, it's horrible, because people are losing up to $50 a week, you know, in what they thought, hey, I'm buying this car. You know, you calculate the savings of gasoline towards the price of the car. It doesn't mean anything. But here's some good news. The Hyundai Motor Corporation and Kia Motor Corps will now have to pay $350 million to settle the claims in the United States that they overstated fuel economy. And by the way, the fuel economy was listed on the window stickers. When buyers go to the dealers and they see the window stickers, it would say 40 miles per gallon highway, you know, 30, whatever it was, 33 city average, somewhere in the middle. Now, this corporate penalty is the largest assessed under the U.S. Clean Air Act in history. And supposedly, the average person who bought a car may get back $35 to $50 a month. If you use the car for a commute, you've lost that per week. But hopefully you'll get something back.
I like that this got filed and fines were levied because of a Green Act, not the fact that they lied to the public, misled, faulty information, but Clean Air Act.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Do we have Tom? Are you on the phone?
Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing?
David, I got to make a major apology. I violated your pledge.
Uh-oh.
And the end result is I had an accident.
You had an accident?
That's right. After 53 years and 50 of it driving a yellow taxi in the city of New York, it was a minor accident, but it violated your pledge. I parked in my community here, and I happened to be talking on the cell phone to my wife, and the end result was I touched the pole and knocked it down. Nothing
I think you
serious.
Did a little more than touch the pole if you knocked it down, Tom.
Oh, all right. So you're probably right, Dave. The car sort of jumped out of control. I had the phone in my hand. And I says, Jesus, there goes Dave's pledge, down the tubes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you, you're a very honest man, Tom, to come on the air, you know, with thousands of people listening and say that you violated Taxi Dave's distracted driving pledge.
Unfortunately,
now,
I did.
Now, just for that, you're going to have to take it again with me right now, okay?
Okay. I will, Dave.
Get it right. Get it right. I promise not to text.
I promise not to text.
I promise not to call.
I promise not to call.
And I promise not to receive any calls while I'm driving.
And I promise not to receive any calls while I'm driving, including my wife's call.
Oh, that's right. She'll definitely understand.
I hope she does. You know, she always asked me, you didn't answer, but this time I answered, and this is the result. Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to let you know it's a great pledge. I was trying to abide by it, but like everything else, you get off the beaten path.
Did you ever experience getting less mileage per gallon than the sticker on the car window you purchased?
Oh, that's been going on for years. That's nothing new, Dave. You know, the motor industry, forget about it, you know. They do a lot of advertising. Like, you know, they're giving so much away, and the end result is they're always picking your pockets.
Wow.
It's a never-ending situation, you know.
Now, if I recall, you own an American car. Do you own any South Korean cars or North Korean cars?
I wouldn't even take a chance with them at all. I don't know. I have enough of problems with the American cars. Can I imagine if I go foreign what I'll be into?
Well,
I still stick with American because as bad as they are, at least I got a chance. With the other guys, I don't know where I am, you know?
All right, watch out for those minors from now on. We don't need you having any more minor accidents.
No, that's it. I just wanted to let you know about my situation. It's a great pledge. I got to live by it. But unfortunately, it just shows you, once you step out of line, you know, you get a smack in the face.
Hey, Frank, did you ever buy a car that listed better mileage than you got?
Yeah, it listed better mileage? Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? It's a coin toss, and I joked around about it before, about a number possibly being close. I mean, in my mind, it's, yeah, maybe they give you can use it as a base point, but you got to figure you're going to be at least 10 miles per gallon less. How accurate could those things be? They're like, oh, it's based on tire pressure. When you read the fine print, wind, weather conditions, average speed. It's like, okay, there's enough fine print in there to really make you believe that it's nonsense.
Right. So let's go on top of a mountain and we'll take the mileage here. Just ride the brake all the way down.
Yeah.
And we'll count that.
Put the car in neutral.
All right, thanks for calling, Tom. Larry, you're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hello, Taxi Dave. My name is Larry, and I deliver food at night. It's my part-time. I just bought an 06 Hyundai Elantra, 132,000 miles on it in January, and I get...
When did you buy it?
In January.
That's what I thought you said. Okay.
Yes, and I have a four-cylinder, 2-liter... With a 5-speed overdrive, I get just under 30 miles per gallon in stop and go making my deliveries. And I went on a long trip this summer, and we got 38 miles per gallon.
Wow, that's fantastic. I guess they started, but you said you have a 4-cylinder, right?
I have a 4-cylinder, 5-speed overdrive.
Well, they must have used your car for the miles per gallon listings for every other car they ever made since 2006. But that's great news. So what we're saying out there is on the 2006 four-cylinder Hyundai, you're getting 38 highway, right? And what was it? It was listed at 40?
I don't know. I didn't buy it new. I bought it secondhand.
Well, we're really glad to hear that.
Well,
okay.
maybe the magic is that it has a clutch. And it's a manual transmission.
Oh, you have the stick.
Yes.
I see. So I know you don't speak on the cell phone while you're driving.
I make food delivery. I'm always on the phone.
What do you mean you're always on the phone? You have a stick shift. One hand on the wheel, one hand on the stick shift. What do you mean you're talking on the phone? You're gonna end up hitting a minor like Tom did.
No, I don't care. I haven't had a collision in almost 30 years.
He didn't have one for 50.
People hit me. I haven't struck anyone since I'm a kid. I'm a commercial driver. I'm a Class E, and I've been driving commercially for almost 40 years.
Okay, well, and so you drive for a living?
Partially, yes, and I used to drive for a living.
Do you use Bluetooth when you say you talk on the phone, or do you actually hold the phone to your ear?
I have one of those Star Trek flip phones from like 20 years ago.
You know, Larry, I thought I was going to like you when you first called. We don't like distracted drivers,
when you make your food delivery, you're going to have to make phone calls. Sometimes, you know, the boss calls me, or I have to make a phone call to someone. You know, it happens.
Oh, do you make food deliveries in Manhattan?
No, I'm out here in Long Island.
I see. Well, we also have some news coming up in Long Island, in Nassau, a little later in the show.
Cameras?
The cameras is one thing. Why? What do you know about the cameras in Long Island?
I know a few of them are. There's one on Merrick Road in Lynbrook. It's 3 blocks east of Horton and 4 blocks west of Peninsula. There's one on, there's a whole bunch of speed traps in Rockville Center where the cops patrol.
Now, you say speed traps. Why are they speed traps if you're doing the speed limit, you shouldn't be getting a ticket, right?
Well, that's the name I've always used, because for people who are unsuspecting and go over the speed limit, like 27, 28 miles an hour in a 20 zone, they're going to get pulled over. The Lynbrook police are extremely efficient about that.
Well, guess they got to pay for their pension somehow, right?
Yeah. Now, if you want to know where the red light cameras are.
Oh, sure.
There's one in Rockville Center, Lakeview and Peninsula. There's another one on Rockaway Turnpike at Brookville, right where Nassau County is ending and JFK begins. Then there's another one at Peninsula and Rockaway, and one at Woodmere Boulevard on Peninsula, and Cedarhurst Boulevard and Peninsula, all over Peninsula Boulevard. There's lots of cameras.
That's right, and Larry knows all about them because he's gotten a ticket at every single one.
I have paid 4 tickets already.
A friend of mine just sent me an email this week. He takes his child to school every day. And the first 2 weeks of school, he received seven speeding tickets in the mail. and you forget. I mean, it's supposed to be 25 by a school. So, you may be doing 30. Maybe you're doing 35 if it's early in the morning. So, is it for money? Or is it really for safety? That's the question.
It is truly for money, because it's $80 here, and in Queens it's $50, and they nail you all the time. And if you try to go, I tried to fight one, and yes, they have you on video. So, there's nothing you can do about it. They are there. They are a revenue collecting arm for the county.
So you're guilty until proven guilty.
That's right. Oh, and by the way, do you know that Nassau County, the town of Hempstead, absorbed 2,000 of those illegal children that came over the border? It's costing us $26 million in school fees.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you so much for listening to my radio show, and, we certainly appreciate it. So it was nice of Larry, Frank, to give us all those locations in Nassau County of the speeding cameras or red light cameras.
Very informative about, it was very nice of him, like you said, to point out, keep everybody aware of what's going on out there. And you know what? It's the whole cell phone thing's a little questionable, but you know what? He's able to pull it off, so the guy's got talent.
You know, in Florida, the red light camera company that runs the complete system in Florida, they claim that they throw out 7 out of 10 tickets that they get that are questionable. 7 out of 10 are questionable, so they only send out 3 out of 10 for the red light summonses. Florida still made $119 million last year on the red light cameras, with just 30% of the summonses being sent out. So I ask you again, is this a money grab? Now, there is a lawsuit that's going on that claims no police officers view the pictures prior to sending the summonses. It's just a clerical person.
So someone not involved in law enforcement is making the determination as to what is a violation and what's not.
Sure. Well, they only have to pay them, $8 an hour.
Interesting.
All right. Mike, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Dave, first of all, great show. My compliments. Hey, Frankie, what's happening, Frankie?
Hey, what's going on?
There you go. Let's get this party started. Listen, first of all, I want to congratulate Governor Cuomo on his whopping 53% mandate. And I guess he probably would have got, 52% if it wasn't for de Blasio and all his help. So if your name is Cuomo and you get reelected with 53%, that doesn't bode too well for the help our so-called mayor de Blasio gave Cuomo. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
Well, it's interesting. It certainly wasn't a landslide, but the bottom line is a win is a win. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what also I noticed is that Cuomo signed off on this wacky 25-mile-an-hour speed limit thing in New York with a 60-day window before it's enacted, and that it began right after the election on the 7th, safely tucked away from any prying eyes who might want to make an issue out of it. But anyway, that's my little vent about that. And I'd just like to say that's an excellent point with his lawsuit. You got people in Connecticut making $8 an hour giving red light tickets to people in New York City, and they're not law enforcement. So we might be onto something. But anyway, great show. My compliments to the chef, and keep up the great work, David Frank.
I wonder who's viewing the tickets in Nassau County. I wonder if it's law enforcement or the company that owns the cameras. I guess we're going to have to find out.
That could be the next headline.
Well, I told Larry we'd speak a little bit about Nassau County. So the Nassau County executive, Edward Mangano, he's going to regulate the taxis and car services by starting a Nassau County Taxi and Limousine Commission as a standalone agency. Right now it's under the Department of Consumer Affairs in Nassau County, and they have a whole two people working it. So the Taxi and Limousine Commission in Nassau is planning to have 10 workers to start with, and they're going to get those workers from the Nassau County Sewer Department. But anyway, there's a proliferation of unlicensed for-hire cars that operate throughout the county. There's illegal operating cars all over. They pick up fares outside regulated zones. There's the new app-based companies and customers with the established drivers, you know, are getting hurt. And guys who play by the rules are getting hurt out there. So let's see what happens with the Taxi and Limousine Commission in Nassau County. They're saying that enforcement could raise $2 million a year to help Nassau County as well. Now, Nassau issues 1,500 registrations or medallions for individual taxis and livery cars each year. And in 2013, the county received $306,000 in registration fees and about $100,000 in fines. So that's what's up next for taxis and liveries in Nassau County. Let's see. Who's next? Clem. Hey, we wouldn't have a complete show without Clem. You're next on Taxi Insider. By the way, our number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Clem, you're on.
Okay, listen. I told you, screener, I want to talk about the two answers that were given by the traffic commissioner and the taxi commissioner. But as long as you have a phone number there, I want the cab drivers to know that they have the protection of the 1978 Ethics in Government Act against municipal abuse and corruption. All those licensed people, car service drivers, licensed by the TLC, all they got to do is call this number. And here it is, 212-384-1000.
And what is this for again?
This is for the FBI, the 1978 Ethics in Government Act against Municipal Abuse and Corruption. You might remember, a cab driver was telling me that back in the 80s, one cab driver called up the FBI under this ruling, 78 Ethics in Government Act, to complain about corruption at the TLC. It resulted in a 12-month investigation with the FBI and the New York State Investigation Commission. And it resulted in the arrest, it was a beautiful sight, on the front page of the Daily News or the Post. It showed 12 taxi and limousine inspectors in uniform with their badges on, in handcuffs and leg irons. So that resulted from one phone call by a cab driver. They're very, very interested in the TLC. Imagine forcing the cab drivers to buy televisions that drive them crazy, some of them have told me. The customers don't like it. And now one thing, I can't stand it. When I want to take a taxi, I don't feel like talking to people. I'm going to read or something. I can't. I'm distracted. If I wanted to hear
people
talking.
Wait a second. You think I believe that you don't want to talk to people?
I don't want. Well, you know, when I travel, sometimes, you know, I do a little work that I will have to do when I work. I work in Manhattan. So, and also, don't forget, they're forcing the cab drivers to buy a product that's a hazard to driving. You go on a bus, you see no radios, they say, about 5 feet from the driver, opposite the driver. No radios and some other no stuff.
Because there's 46 people on the bus.
Ask the driver, is that because it's harder to concentrate with the radio on? So especially when someone gets in and starts complaining about, listen, I don't want to see a gory news picture or anything that's disturbing. Turn it off. I tell them, turn it off. And some of the new ones, they turn around while they're driving to talk to me. The guy says, what can I do? I can't turn it off. So you see, this is not happening in the Soviet Union. This is happening in New York City. And the taxi drivers want them out. The passengers want those televisions out. Okay? And the traffic commissioner said they're going to suspend some of the fines for going through the red lights until January. Because it's very unfair, and especially when you go to a red light comet, to an accommodator.
So that was a good thing she said last week, right?
It's only temporary. That's until the election is over, because, you know, the average taxi passenger has a sense of fairness. They sympathize with us. Years ago, I remember they used to call taxi drivers the goodwill ambassador. I can't think of any cab driver that has anything good to say about this Soviet Union-style government that's going on with the Taxi Limousine Commission. Can you imagine this? And then they add the 3 points.
Hello?
A traffic department camera. And to the 3 points of the TLC, which is a $300 fine, all because he accommodated an emergency vehicle, and down at the traffic court, they tell the drivers, well, you have to go to the fire department to see if a fire engine went through there 5 weeks ago. This is cruel. This is why the FBI wants more carries the call. Remember, the 1978 Ethics in Government Act against Municipal Abuse and Corruption. 212-384-1000.
All right, Clem.
I'm exhausted. I can't handle anymore.
Clem, next time you call, I want you to tell us how you really feel about things, okay? Gee, that was certainly a lot of information.
Listen, if he's not going to call up and have any kind of energy, I don't think we should let him on the show anymore.
He had enough energy for a month.
Oh, my God, I'm exhausted.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@aol.com. You're listening to Taxi Dave's radio show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And we're broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens, where Hillside Avenue meets Queens Boulevard, and on the other side is the Van Wyck Expressway. Nicely snuggled in that triangle of Hillside, Queens Boulevard, and the Van Wyck Expressway. I have to tell you, I've gotten to love Queens, and I've gotten to love this area of Queens. You know, so here we are. When we come back, you'll hear some more Taxi Dave's radio show. We'll take some more calls. We'll read some more emails. and we'll give you some more interesting news. And don't think we forgot about New Jersey. We have to talk about you too, folks. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave's Radio Show.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, get in that kitchen, make some lard with the pots and pans.
Hey, Taxi Dave is back. It's Sunday evening at 8:33. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios, 139-30 Queens Boulevard. Let's see. 3 weeks ago when I drove my Subaru Outback from New York to Florida, I calculated all the way and I got 30 to 32 miles per gallon. Well, congratulations on your Subaru, sir. We certainly appreciate you telling us about that. But we were talking about Hyundais and Kias. They say 40 miles per gallon. They say the average is 33 miles per gallon. And no one gets more than 22 miles per gallon. One-third less than the promised mileage. One-third less. You know, I just bought my first non-American car in my life. I just bought it. I'm getting 50% better mileage right now on that vehicle than with my prior car. I didn't believe it. You know, they said, oh, you'll average about 28. I'm getting 30 miles to a gallon as an average. For real. I didn't buy it from South Korea, I'll tell you that. Our phone number is 800-321-0710, and our email is taxihail@aol.com. Now, if you take the New Jersey Turnpike, especially down by exits 6 and 9, you were in for a surprise this past week because southbound commuters have newly paved lanes between exits 6 and 9 that are now open full-time. It was, this project, believe it or not, was $2.3 billion and the largest in the history of the New Jersey Turnpike. It's equivalent to 170 miles of new lanes. Now, of course, they financed it through bonds, so they're going to have to pay for it. But for all you Jersey drivers, things should be a little smoother headed down to the shore this summer. What could I say?
That project has been going on, I'd like to say, almost 5 years.
Really?
Oh, my God, and it has been a mess. I mean, the people who commute through there, God bless them for having the patience and just the ability to deal with what was probably one of the worst traffic messes I think anybody's ever seen. It was absolutely unbelievable. It was a war zone down there.
Okay. We got a lot of emails, but let's take a phone call. Give me 1 second here. Nothing like modern technology. Ann, you're next on Taxi Dave's Radio Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I was just calling about the nice bus company. I wanted to give a message to Mr. Magano that he should check into the nice buses that's running in Nassau County. They're not very nice.
Ann, why aren't they very nice, Ann?
Because they won't put down that step so I can get on. I'm a senior citizen. And when I do get on, there's no seats, but there's little babies all lined up in the seats that should be for me because I'm slightly handicapped. And they just won't move, tell the bus driver, because I think I should get a seat. So I'm
now,
cool.
Do all the buses, are they like the buses in New York City? Do they hydraulically go down to accommodate
They're supposed to, but if you're... But if you're not, I have to be politically correct right now. If you're a certain,
if you don't have a cane, they don't put it down?
No, if you don't have a tan, they don't put it down. I'm sorry, I'm going to hang up. I'm saying too much, okay?
Okay, if you say so.
Don't you get You don't get what I mean, right?
Yeah, what you're saying is they don't cater to senior citizens. And yes, that seems to be a going problem throughout politics. I mean, everybody wants the young vote, you know. I mean, every company wants the young buyers because they figure they have a lifetime of votes or a lifetime of customers. And, you know, and shame on them because everyone is going to get old soon. Okay, I have a little trouble now. I can't run across the street the way I used to. And in New York City, believe me, you have to run across the street. You know, it's tough. I mean, why do you think that survey by ABC News this week came out and said you're 38 times more likely to get hit by a bicycle in Central Park than to get hit by a car in Central Park? There's a lot of senior citizens who can't run out of the way of bicycles. And they still have bicycles going through red lights and going over 25 miles per hour. That's a pretty hard thing to do unless you're racing. So there's all these racing bikes going on. And as far as buses go, well, Manhattan is one thing. I think virtually every bus, you know, comes down hydraulically so people can, you know, basically slide right on instead of high-stepping it on. So how do you get on the bus if the bus doesn't go down?
Well, some buses do go down. It's all according to the driver. Some of them are really beautiful, very nice, you know, but others are just, they have an
attitude. And what avenue do you get on the bus?
I get on at Green Acres.
Okay, the Five Towns.
I get on the Green Acres Road in Valley Stream.
I see. And when you get on the bus, you said that there's no seats for the handicapped or...
Well, it's taken up by one woman with her three or four children. And just the other day I asked for a seat because I can't even hold on with my hands, okay, because I'm disabled with arthritis. And she just wouldn't move. I told the bus driver, and he just ignored me.
Hey, Frank, what do you have to say about that?
It's ridiculous. You know what? It's not only on Long Island buses. It's the transit system overall. I mean, I'm on trains all the time. And you know what? People take those first, you know, kind of, you know, for disabled people. Or even, you know what? Give up your seat.
No, they're not even paying the fare.
You know what? Everybody's trying to get from point A to point B. And you know what? It doesn't cost much to be nice. If you see someone could use a seat in a situation better than you, give up the seat, people. Jesus Christ.
No, they won't.
Well,
I have to be politically correct right now.
I guess
otherwise
it's all a matter of upbringing also.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, now I have to argue with people. If I get on mass transportation, you know, I look to get up and give people a seat, and I'm at the stage where people feel sorry for me because I'm one of the oldest people on the train now. No, sir, you can stay there.
Well, can I just say, Mr. Mangano, please, you're always calling me, you know, when it's voting time. But please do something about your nice buses.
There you go.
Okay? They're not very nice.
Ann, thank you so much for calling Taxi Dave's radio show. We appreciate it. And I'm sure Nassau County is going to get an earful about Ann's phone call from the Five Towns. Okay? Bus drivers. There are bus drivers who've called into this show, you know, complaining about various things and their experiences. You know, I don't think I've ever seen a New York City bus not go down hydraulically to accommodate passengers getting on. But in Valley Stream? Come on, guys. You know, be nice. It could be your mother.
How about do their job? Never mind be nice. That's asking too much. Do your job. The bus is equipped. Let the person get on the bus.
Speaking of buses, you know, something there was no fanfare about, once again, okay, this week, Thursday, a 60-year-old man actually died after he was hit by an MTA bus in Queens. Now, the bus was turning right onto Northern Boulevard from Union Street, and that's when it hit the man. You know, the police were investigating the incident. Now, in New York, if it's a cab driver, my God, it's international news. You know, these are accidents. We feel sorry for the pedestrians, believe me. You know, but why are you criminalizing, you know, or virtually criminalizing, you know, accidents for people, especially taxi drivers? When everyone has accidents, I mean, you heard Tom after 53 years. Never had an accident. He had an accident because he didn't listen to my pledge. But here's a bus that kills a man 60 years old. Once again, we don't hear about it. No fanfare. Did you hear about it, Frank?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Well, I just told you about it.
That's how I know about it.
Are you a wise guy?
Not me, not tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, I touched the nerve there. My Italian friend. Did you grow up in Brooklyn?
Yes, I did.
That's what I was afraid of.
29 of the best years of my life.
I apologize for everything I've ever said negative about you.
We'll discuss your apology later on.
there were two brothers had this great radio show. Do you know about it, Tom? Frank?
Tell me what we could ask Clem. Clem probably knows him.
Yeah, he probably was on the show.
You know what's funny? I know of the show, but I never really had an opportunity to listen to it. I've caught pieces here and there, and
why don't you tell the listeners what we're talking about?
Sure. So there's two brothers. Well, first let's start off with the sad news, in that two brothers who basically had a very successful radio show, and it was called Car Talk, and basically, you had two very well-educated individuals. I believe they were both graduates of MIT, and they had a show on NPR. And the show was basically, if you had an issue with a vehicle or if you wanted to know about, a car, but you had a car problem, you could kind of call up. And these guys took then what became comedy to another level. He would joke around and he would ask people, do me a favor, explain to me, or could you give me a sound, or, what exactly sound the car is making. And people in their effort to try to get good information would just come up with, would describe the sounds, and it became, very, very funny, as people try to, vroom, my car was going, and, the car was pulling. And so they turned it into something very successful. And the sad piece of news behind this is one of the brothers, 77 years old, passed away, complications to Alzheimer's, from probably, I believe they lived outside of Boston. But a very successful show and some very good people.
Hey, Frank, let's just tell one short joke in honor of Click and Clack, the two brothers, okay? Hey, Frank, how do you know who the best mechanic is? Which mechanic is best? How can you tell?
I don't know, David. How do you know which mechanic is best?
You don't want to give the answer?
No, I'm serving it right back up to you. Come on, I want to hear it.
The one with the biggest boat. Carol, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Thank you, Taxi Dave. I was just curious, when I, as a citizen, they're going to be repairing one block near me. They already did an avenue, but they're going to do a block.
In the street, the sidewalk?
No, the street of the one block area from York to First on 80th Street. But it doesn't appear to need work. Now, it just seems a waste of money, and I thought that when they did York Avenue, but I hadn't taken a look at it first. But I don't remember much problem on York, but they did the whole avenue. It was ridiculous. So I'm just curious, what should I do to make a complaint somewhere about that?
Now, are we talking about road work, or do you notice the Con Edison trucks there?
I'm talking about road work, and they have signs up saying that they're going to be doing work, I think, this Monday and Tuesday. So it
is
looks,
there a new building going up anywhere on that block?
No, nothing. Mm-mm. So all the signs are up, and the people are going to have to not be parked on the street. But it just, I took a good look at the street, and, I thought they wasted money on York Avenue, but I hadn't looked at it first. So this one, I'm looking at it first.
Well, I'll tell you what I think it is, and then I'll tell you how you can get an answer to your question. But if you recall that explosion in Harlem a few months ago of a gas main, and then we learned there are hundreds of leaking natural gas mains and hundreds of leaking water pipes throughout the city. Mm-hmm. And maybe, just maybe, they found something in the infrastructure underneath the street that must be replaced. That's the only thing I can think of. Mm-hmm. And if there's no construction of a new building on that block, if you do call 311 and, you know, it's really a Department of Transportation question. I wish you had called last week when we had Polly Trottenberg on. But what we're trying to do, just to let you know, one of our listeners, by the way, Bert, came up with a great idea. He wants us to present questions every week to the DOT commissioner and the TLC commissioner and see if they'll just give us an answer back in writing so we can present questions to them and then read the, you know, questions and the answers on the air the following week. So this is certainly worthy of that. But if you call 311 and tell them the problem, and it's DOT, since there's no Con Edison trucks there, they should be able to connect you with DOT, and you should get a response from them.
Okay. And as a citizen, as just people observing the roads, I mean, if we think they're doing work that isn't necessary, are there things in the city that can be... You know how we should be monitoring things and seeing how they're spending the money. And
you're right. I have to tell you something. I have been riding these roads for many decades in New York City, and I am amazed, and some of you may disagree with me, at the great condition these roads are in. Just 6 months ago, just a year ago, I know there were certain areas where you have to hold on to your head as you're driving, you know, over these roads. And now, like, almost all of them have been repaved. Mm-hmm. And by the way, when we talk about certain roads on the show, miraculously, the next week, those roads have been repaved also, again and again.
Well, I would hope this would not be repaved. Save the money.
But if there was no need for it, it's very odd unless there was an infrastructure problem underneath the road. Yeah. But I'm going to keep this in mind and see if I can reach out to DOT, too. But please call 311 and let us know if...
80th Street between York Avenue and First Avenue. And it's going to go on tomorrow and the next day, I believe it is.
If you give them a call, then I'll try to strengthen your answer.
Great. Thank you, Taxi Dave. Bye.
Bye, Carol. Thanks for listening. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls at 800-321-0710. Our guest is Frank Venezia and Taxi Dave on the Taxi Dave Radio Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And don't forget, we can all survive. Stay tuned.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Taxi Dave is back. Sunday night, we're here with Frank Venezia, and we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Let's see. We got an email from Dark Girls. Gee, I think I know who that is. Time is money for most hardworking taxi and black car drivers. Going to the DMV has become less time-consuming for those who know to make an online reservation and get in and out of the DMV in a jiffy. Actually, I had heard Karen on another radio station in the morning. The DJ was complaining about how many hours she was there and how people were walking in after her and going before her. And that's because you can now make a reservation online, as Karen told everybody. Okay, you tell them online and you get a scanning code. You walk into motor vehicle. You don't need to go to the information desk. You scan your code and your number will pop up within a couple of minutes. So you're not going to hear that anywhere else, folks, except on Taxi Dave's radio show. Okay? Okay, Frank, you got that?
I'm with you.
Okay.
And listen, and by the way, if Ann is still out there, I just checked on the DOT's website for 80th and York, and there is a permit pull to open up that street. It doesn't say why.
Okay, Carol, hear that? But we'll try to find out why. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Steve writes, how cool and safe for riding that city bike or any other bicycles when it's raining with an umbrella? That happens more often when raining in New York City. I saw bikers with umbrellas several times during the last rainstorm. Well, that doesn't sound very safe, huh? Not safe at all. Hold on a second. Let's get back to technology. Douglas, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hello, how are you? I want to say one thing. You were talking about road condition. I want to comment the city did a very good job because last winter was a very, very tough winter.
It was the worst. It was the worst.
It was.
Potholes everywhere.
The roads took quite a beating, and all the taxis took quite a beating, too. And the second thing I want to say, I'm having a problem recently taking rides to New Jersey and Westchester. I had to ride to Mahwah, New Jersey, and I got her there. But then, like, the New Jersey surcharge, I tell them to put it in the tip. Like, I tell her to put $50 in the tip for the state of New Jersey surcharge, and then they make me a problem about that. Or, like, I also,
I took somebody to Westchester.
I had a similar problem. Westchester also.
What kind of vehicle do you drive?
I leased a car from a taxi company, Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
Handicap accessible, Toyota Sienna.
Yellow cab?
Yes.
Okay. So you said something about a New Jersey surcharge?
Correct.
Go ahead.
I cross over the GW Bridge, so the meter says $35, so I write that down. And then when I get to a tour destination, it says $85. So that's a $50 surcharge for the state of New Jersey.
Well, in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, I think the way you do it is you make an agreed price, the customer and the driver, and if both of you agree, then that's what the price is.
Yeah, I usually just do like the meter and then two times the meter.
Okay, well, that's what they do in Nassau County. And I guess if the passenger agrees to that, that's fine too, right?
Right. But you see, the thing is, the part with the two times the meter, I tell them to put it in the tip. And then sometimes they think I'm cheating them. You know, they think that I'm overcharging them. Why you tell me to put $50 in the tip, you know? Because when I crossed the GW Bridge, it said $35. When I got to Mahwah, it said $85. So that's like two times the meter for that amount of time, you know?
Well,
see, the TLC disabled the two times the meter. Remember that scandal where the guys were overcharging?
Rate 4?
And the TLC, yeah, rate 4, right, right. The TLC disabled that. I can't even use it. So, like, I calculate it out manually.
So you have to keep track of it yourself.
Right.
Douglas, I don't know what the answer is for you. I really don't. But I would try to communicate what you want to do with the passenger prior to leaving on your trip to the
maybe I need to buy that book. I don't own that book. There's a book, you know, LaGuardia to Mahwah, LaGuardia to Westchester. I don't have the book. Maybe I should get the book.
Now, the book is not an official book, just to let you know, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, also, like, I charge them round-trip tolls also. Like, the lady to Westchester,
right.
I charge her the bridge there and the bridge back. It was $10.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you know that Mayor de Blasio signed the bill 82-A this week?
I don't know what that is, no.
Okay, that'll help. What that does is it's a law, and according to the mayor, he actually said, well, help keep drivers safe by requiring vehicles licensed by the TLC to post signs informing passengers about the penalties for assaulting a driver, including the maximum penalty of 25 years in jail. Okay,
so did they pass that law, Albany? Oh, that would be good.
They actually passed it at City Hall. Okay.
I remember Governor Patterson refused to sign it one time.
That's why,
you know, assaulting a driver is a felony.
Well, things have changed since then.
Okay. That's good.
Things have changed since then. So that happened this week down at City Hall. So
yeah, it's good. I almost got punched out one time. A guy tried to sift me, and he wanted to punch me out.
Really? Was his name Frank?
No, it was some young kid. I don't know. In the end, he paid the money, and he punched my meter. He punched my meter. He didn't punch me.
Hey, Frank, was that you?
I can either confirm nor deny that event.
Okay, thanks for calling, Douglas. Really appreciate it. Here's an email. Why the city bikes park on the street? City bikes should be used in indoor parking lots only and not take away parking places and meter income for the city. Oh, very good. One last note. I have to read a sad note. Our good friend in the industry, Ira Goldstein's father, Bernie, passed away. And if you want information on the funeral and the Shiva call, please go to nyctaxinews.com, nyctaxinews.com, and you'll get the information on Ira Goldstein's dad's funeral. Okay, we're real sorry for you, and please accept our sympathies. I want to thank all our callers. Sorry we left a couple of you out, but we're in the last 30 seconds of the show, and we still had a lot more to talk about. And you never know who's going to be our guest on Taxi Dave's radio show. Frank Finizia, thank you, my friend. And please accept my apologies for everything I ever said or did against you or your family.
Well,
I was only kidding.
That conversation remains to be had.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I got to go now. Hey, taxi!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.